You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I have my favourite guest back on, and you're going, hold on, is he preferencing guests? But I think when I tell you who it is, you'll understand. And that's my extraordinary and wonderful wife, Rachel. Now, it's been a good few weeks since I've had Rachel on the show. We've both been busy. We haven't been able to slot it in. And I think the last time she and I talked about dangling the issue of how we eventually popped the engagement question, because we were talking to you guys about how we got, well, to be married. So you've been dangling, for want of a better term, for quite a while. But anyway, Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Look, last time we were chatting was basically you were giving me a kick up the butt for not having popped the engagement question. And if I might indulge initially, eventually 5+ years later, I had decided I was going to ask the question, and I decided it was going to be at Mount Maunganui. It's a bit of a special place for you and I. As you know, we both like to walk up the mount.
Yes, we do, and we do that regularly. Yep.
We do. So if you ever want to stop and talk to us, find us on the mount. So I decided, hey, I should pop the question at the top of the mount. I thought it's one of those things that every time we walk it, we can remember that moment. And then when I'm in particular too old and senile, I can look to the top of said mount and remember the occasion. So I decided to do it, and I had to do it on a very specific day in January. For long and the short, the weather was changing. We're about to have a major storm come through. And if I didn't ask her on this particular day, I wasn't going to be able to do it from the top of the mount, because I had to return to Parliament the day after or so. So it was all a bit crazy. But this is about you. Tell listeners what happened.
Yeah, I also should mention that particular day by coincidence, or was it design? I'm not sure. It was actually my parents' wedding anniversary, so that was made it extra special. But basically, we went up the mount in the morning. We had kids along with us, and just like we normally did, we went up, and that was all fine. And then we dropped some kids off various places, and someone's like, oh, we're going to go up the mount again.
That's right, because the first time we went up, I was prepared to pop the question. I wasn't worried that the kids were there, but we had to get them to the bus stop or something, didn't we? And so we got to the top. We had to race back. That was the problem. We had to race back down. So I thought, well, you can't really do a proposition in 30 seconds.
Yeah. So basically he said, oh, we need to go up to the mount again. I'm like, what? What? And he was acting, I have to say, kind of weird, a little bit nervous about it. And I'm thinking, is he thinking I'm fat? New Year's resolutions, we've got to do more exercise, what's going on? So we walked up the mount.
You heard that right. You heard that right, folks. I thought she was fat or overweight, so I was forcing her to walk up the mount a second, which I want to be really clear on radio was not the case.
Yeah, but basically the whole way up, he was behind me. Don't even try to visualize that. But he's like, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you going on about? And then we finally made it up the top.
And I finally, after all those years, I popped the quick. I actually can't remember what I said, but I do remember your reactions, because the first words after me asking, would you marry me, were...
You were too quick. You have to do it again. I wasn't paying attention.
I remember the word no being a big part of it. Like, no, 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 do it again. So here I am on bended knee. If you've walked rather to the top of the mount, you know it's all very gravelly. So I have to say my knee was in quite substantial discomfort, dug into the gravel.
So you hadn't actually thought that through. So basically, oh, actually, I will say before I pop the question, he's standing there and he is still acting weird, going, look at the view, look at the view. But we go up most days when we're down there. So I was thinking, yes, I've seen the view. But basically, he was waiting for some other people to leave the area. So then he went down on his knees, but because it was hurting his knees, I'm going to say it took you 10 seconds. So I didn't know the proposal was coming, and I wasn't even paying attention properly.
That's true. I was nervous. I'll admit that on radio. But second time round, you finally said yes.
I did.
And it was wonderful. So I think it was wonderful.
It was. It was.
So we then, I think if I recall, spent a little bit of time just sitting at the top of the mount, And then we eventually went out for dinner. It was all very calm and relaxing.
Yeah, and I will say I had forbidden him to choose a ring. So we spent the next week, which was really fun, looking for rings. And then you proposed again on the beach with the ring, which was lovely.
That's right. I was under very clear instructions, because I'm not trusted on such aesthetics, to not choose a ring. Though I will say at the end of it, I ended up quite an expert in the, is it the five C's of rings? You guys can message me. But it, like colour and cut and clarity and all these things.
We became
great experts in diamond rings.
Overnight, yeah.
But then it all ended with the next night. We ended up with your family trying to somewhat surprise them. It all got a bit confused.
Yeah, so we had whispered to one of the family members that we were engaged, and so they called everyone to attention and said, we've got a big announcement. So everyone's looking around thinking somebody's pregnant or having a baby, and then da-da-da, it was us.
It was quite funny, because you have to, this was all on Rachel's side, so quite a large family, so piles and piles of people at a family member's house, and going around, as my memory has it, going around in a circle, guessing who's pregnant, who's this, who's that, and it's like, hey, us over here, we've got engaged, I know you've waited a long while.
Yeah, but they were all delighted.
It was fun. Anyway, guys, I have dangled to use that word again. I look back on the last interview, or Rachel and I did, where we were dangling the story in front of you. Little did we know it would be a month or two later. But there's the latest update. And I will add too, before I let Rachel go, that we're actually going to start talking about a few other topics. Rachel in particular has some remarkable life experiences, a mum of five and a whole lot of other things. So we'll be having you talk about those things in the future.
Sounds good.
So thanks, everyone. Thanks for, indulging us as we share a little bit of our story.
Thanks. See ya.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.